Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, guys, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. It's good to have you with me today, hoping and praying that you're walking and resting in the favor of God. You know, I remember a song from years ago in the church that said, "It is no secret what God can do." I think that, it's a great song, but I think there ought to be an amended version that says, "It is no secret what God will do," because there was always the thought that God wasn't going to let you in on everything, that he might even keep you in the dark on what was going on. And I want to tell you, it's not the way God works. I've heard people say that God won't show you what he's doing so you won't interfere with it and so that you won't mess things up. But there's really no scriptural basis for that. I mean, he told Noah to build an ark. He could have just floated Noah on driftwood if he wanted to. He told Joshua to march around Jericho. He could have just flattened the city with one word out of his mouth. He's God. The list goes on and on. And in reality, according to scriptures, God is in the business of letting his people in on what he's doing. Now, granted, we know that his ways aren't our ways and his thoughts aren't our thoughts. And there's actually context to that that means something else. But we do know this as well. Listen to what Paul says, 1 Corinthians 2:9. "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him." And what a lot of people don't read is the next verse that says, "But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit." And this means that because we have the seal of the Spirit in our hearts, which we've talked about lately, and we have revelation as to what God is doing in the next step. Well, speaking of steps, Psalms 37:23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." What you might not realize is that's not actually what it says in the Hebrew. You see, your King James Version of the Bible has the word "good" italicized. "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." That's because the Hebrew version doesn't have the word "good." That was a word added by the translators to help bring out the meaning in the verse. And I think perhaps, I can't say for sure, but perhaps they had a hard time believing that God ordered every man's steps. They just thought he would only order the good man's steps. Well, what they might have wanted and what it says are two different things. The text says that man's steps are ordered by God. So if God's ordering them and we're the ones stepping, doesn't it make sense that he wants us to know where we're going? The world has little hope of knowing where it's going. That's because the world's walking in darkness and the saint is walking in light. John says this twice, once in John 8, once in John 12. His light is in us, his light's around us, and he wants you to know what he's doing in your life. Paul tells us that we have not received the spirit of the world, 1 Corinthians 2. The word "world" there is cosmos, in the Greek, literally the world system. As believers, we don't function under the same system as the world. They don't know what's coming until it hits them. But you have it better because you have the Spirit which is of God. So whatever situation that you face, you don't face that situation alone. You have the identity and the identification of the Holy Spirit in your heart. And there's nothing off limits to help you along the way. Everything has been freely given to us, the scripture says. Do you need knowledge? Ask for knowledge. Don't know what to do? Seek the voice of God. He leads you. He guides you. It's his desire to do that. Not only to carry us to where we're going, but to show us how he gets us there. And it's to walk alongside of us all the way, enjoying the journey that he has us on. So just remember this. Christ came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundant. He's with you. He's going to bring joy in the journey. It's not just about arriving. It's about the journey. So consult him. And I can tell you, scripturally, he's always going to tell you where you're going. Hope you have a great day. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.